Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Yes, please, fast food tech.
I'm sorry, ma'am. What was that?
What company are you representing?
So I'm a third-party call center. I work for multiple different agencies.
Well, I need to find out what was on my charge card.
Okay, so I can check for you. Can I have your zip code?
19041.
First and last name.
Judith Levy.
Thank you. I see an account matching your name. Could you verify your address?
No, until you verify the product.
Okay. So there was a purchase here. It was made on the 28th of February. Let me see here. It was for our tablet for $7.95. And then $56.95 charge was for a subscription into the Consumer Buyers Club.
No, I never won a subscription.
Okay, so it was stated in the terms and conditions. In order to receive that tablet for such a low rate, you had to pay for the subscription, which was for $56.95.
I don't want it.
So I can get it canceled for you. Would you like the cancellation number? Just let me know when you're ready. So it's C as in Charlie.
Yes.
259.
159.
187.
187. 909. 909. And what company is making this charge?
I'm sorry, ma'am. What was that?
What's the name of the company making the charge? Filling it.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I can barely hear you.
What? It's also 3 o'clock in the morning. What is the name of the company that is filling it?
I'm sorry. Your phone sounds very distant. I can barely hear what you're saying.
What? Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what is the name of the company that is billing me?
The Consumer Buyers Club.
Consumer Buyers what?
Consumer Buyers Club.
Club? Is that the last word you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because that's not the card. That's not what's showing up on the charge.
Yes, ma'am. So the actual company name and the merchant name may show up different on your billing statement. But it was for our tablet.
Okay, now has this already been sent out? No, when you're saying a tablet, are you talking about a pill?
No, ma'am. It's a small device that you can, like, watch movies, play
no,
games.
No, I never ordered that. Never.
Okay, so would you like me to report this account as fraud?
What was the amount that was charged on my account?
It was $7.95.
Are you talking $795?
No, ma'am, $7.95.
Okay, well, I doubt that seriously. That's probably a pill. Like a tablet form, a pill medication?
No, ma'am. So it's for iPad?
I know what an iPad is.
Mm-hmm. So it's for one of those.
It can't be. If it's the same company that I got something for before, this is crazy. I don't know what I was supposed to have gotten for before.
So would you like me to report this account as fraud, ma'am?
No, I don't. I want you to tell me what was sent out. Can you tell me what the first purchase was for?
So the only charge was for $7.95 and $56.95.
Okay, what was the first one? Does it say what it was for?
The $7.95 is for the iPad.
And you're telling me that the second one's for an iPad too?
The second one's for subscription. So in order to receive that for such a low rate, you had to purchase a subscription, which was for $56.95. Once you entered, yes, ma'am.
I never got an iPad.
Yes, and so it's a contest entry. You enter into a contest to win an iPhone, iPad, or a vacuum cleaner.
What a setup. Yeah, I definitely will. And yeah, this is fraud. I never would have paid. Well, just let it go. I don't want any charges on my account. I don't want to receive anything.
So I can get this account canceled. Would you like the cancellation number?
It's not the same one you just gave me.
Yes, ma'am, it is. I'm sorry. So I got the account canceled. Is there anything else they can do for you?
No, but are you saying they sent something out to me?
No, ma'am. They didn't send you anything yet.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure that this is clear because... And I really want credit for that $70. I can't believe this. That I would have paid.
So I can provide a 35% refund.
On the $7?
On the $56.95.
Well, why can't I get the whole amount?
Because it was stated in our terms and conditions.
About that I had to cancel before this?
It was stated in the terms and conditions that in order to enter into the contest, you had to also pay for the subscription.
It's a good gimmick, and this is fraud. I would like the entire amount canceled. You got the $7, and I got nothing for the $7, right?
No, ma'am, so it's a contest entry. The best I can do is a 50% refund.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
All right, so I can get that process for you. Is there anything else I can do for you?
And so what will the amount show on my credit card?
Okay. So you'll get back a 50% refund of the $56.95. So it'll be $28.47.
And do you know anything else about this company?
So I'm just a third-party call center. I handle their customer service. Now what I can say is it's a sweepstakes that you enter into to win certain products. And every Monday they do pick a winner of each item.
That everybody else is paying for. I must be getting very stupid. I'm 76 and I'm a professional person. I can't believe this. Did this have something to do with Ellen DeGeneres?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And is this the only number that connects to this company?
Yes, or ma'am.
Do you know where they advertise this that I would have sent in for this?
No, ma'am. So some of our major companies like Walmart, Costco, Sam's, they do promotions for these products as well.
Thank you for... Okay, so you're... And the amount you said I'm going to be credited is what amount? I'm sorry.
$28.47.
Okay, thank you again.
All right, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.